Today's session is called The Invisible Driving Force, and it's pretty interesting actually. What we're going to look at today is a bit broader than just business, although obviously it relates, you know, to business as well. And part of the work we do is to help all our members become better people, because you need to become a better person to become a better business owner. And today's session sort of fits into that that category, to help us get more out of life and obviously out of our business, but also to put business in its right place as well. Often we'll find that business is the master and life is the servant. Today is all about making sure that your business is a servant to the life you want to create. I'm really passionate about that. One of the key things we want to create, help you create for your business, is freedom. And so today is a lot about that. Okay, so let's jump in, team, and get into what we're talking about today. So how could understanding the invisible driving force help? Well, as I said, this is a webinar that... G'day, Mark. How are you, mate? Both Marks, Jordan and Pringle. This is something that I've thought about a lot and really want to share with you guys, because I think it'll help not only business, but just, you know, your enjoyment of life in general. It's a little bit deep, a little bit different, but it's really powerful, so buckle up. Thing is, all human behavior, and therefore, you know, the results that we get, obviously we make decisions and behave in certain ways, and that dictates our results, is driven by a couple of things. It's driven by our conscious mind. We, you know, make decisions, if you like. But it's also driven in large part by what goes on under the surface, like the subconscious mind. And in fact, what the research shows is that the subconscious mind is actually much more powerful in terms of affecting our behavior than the conscious mind. So the thing is, whilst we think we might be, you know, have some control over the results we experience, both in business and relationships and finance and health and all areas, most people actually don't have that much control at all. They're sort of going through the motions in a sense. They're being pushed and pulled in different directions by this force that drives them. And what it means is that even when we try and take control of our business and our lives and set some goals, those goals might even they might actually lead us up the garden path as well. They may not actually be what we really want. So I wanted to focus on this topic as we finish up 2017 and we're thinking about putting our vision book and our goals together for 2018, because after today, my hope is that you'll be in a much better position to make some excellent goals that are going to give you a great business, but more importantly, great quality of life and just more fun and excitement in your life. So this invisible driving force is really powerful, but it's actually really simple. And what it is, it's just simply the set of values that drive your behavior. And often we don't even realize what's going on. So as I said, today's going to be a bit deep. We're going to get real about some stuff, so buck up. And as I mentioned at the start, if you want to get better results in your business, actually you have to become a better person. So the good news is it's going to help with business, but it's going to help with the rest of life as well. So what happens if you don't get this right? You don't understand the forces that drive you, and if you don't understand how to use them. G'day, Heather. Heather and Andy here. Took me all this time to work at how to make the comment. Sorry, no problem. Awesome to have you here. So excited to have you guys on board. So what happens if you don't understand this force that drives you? Well, you might find that life is on autopilot. Do you feel like business and life are just happening to you? You seem to operate out of habit and reaction. So things happen, you just kind of react without really thinking it through. And often you might react in ways that you don't want to. So it almost seems that you're not quite in control of things as you'd like to be. G'day, Sally. So that's one thing. Or perhaps you have what I call decision-making torture. So when you've got some decisions to make about which way to go with business or what strategies to follow or what markets to get into, whether to grow or not, or even in other areas of your life, where to go on holiday, whatever, you might feel like you're pulled in different directions. You're not even sure why. You debate the different options. You write a pros and a cons list. For instance, you know, maybe hiring another office person, but you just go around in a circle. You talk to different people. You try and pull all the information together, but still it's like, ah, what do I do? And your energy gets sucked. You feel drained and stuck. And you just end up procrastinating. Just give me a hands up if anyone's ever felt like that. If you haven't been on the webinar before, there'll be a little hands up button. There's a few hands going up there. Happy days. G'day, Kirsty. Awesome. For sure. So I think we've all experienced that to some extent. Or maybe you feel like you've got a split personality. So you know what you need to do, but you just can't seem to make it happen. So if the conscious mind sort of says go right and you find yourself going left. For example, and how this can play out in your business. Look, this chap, and I'm not going to mention his name. We helped him for about 3 years. Awesome bloke, really nice chap. And we figured out that, as an electrician, figured out that he, you know, targeting the local building contractor is something very important for him to do to grow his business. We talked through the customer farming process and how to do it and all the letters and the process to follow up. He got the letters written, but it was incredibly difficult for him to actually get them sent. I think he sent 2 or 3, you know, when you probably should send 20, 30, 50. And we talked about this over a period of weeks. And what was really the problem was he knew on one hand, consciously, that he needed to do it. But on the other hand, there was this underlying force that stopped him. And really, it was about, you know, fear of picking up the phone, fear of having to follow up. You know, that prospect of actually being belly to belly or face to face with the building contractor and the building contractor potentially saying no was just too much. It was a massive split for him, and it caused, you know, a huge amount of stress and anxiety and frustration until we started to work through it. So you can kind of be pulled in different directions. And perhaps most importantly, if you don't understand this underlying force, you could find that the goals you set and achieve don't satisfy. So Stephen Covey wrote a book called 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. It's a brilliant book. I think we've got an audio of it as well, which may have been sent out. I think pretty sure it has. It might even be on the membership site. If you haven't read the book, if you haven't listened to the audio, I really recommend it. Brilliant. And he said, look, too many people climb the ladder of success only to find that that ladder was leaning against the wrong wall. Too many people climb the ladder of success only to realize that it was leaning against the wrong wall. It basically means they set these bunch of goals, don't satisfy. So for instance, they may have made great money, but you know, they've done it at the expense of their health. You know, an overwhelm and burnout, that's a real common problem for plumbing, electrical, and other tradie business owners, for sure. Or maybe you spend, you know, 9 years building up a great business and you find that your kids are growing up, you're too busy to actually coach a sports team or go on a school camp or even just take a holiday during the school holidays, and you feel cheated. Just give me a hands up if anyone's, you know, found that. They've set some goals in the past and found that they weren't actually that satisfying when they got there. Sure. Go, Kerry. Dean, how you doing, mate? So definitely important to make sure that you're, you know, climbing the right ladder. Look, if you get this right, what can happen? Well, I think one thing that really helps is that you're going to have some really clear priorities around making decisions. It's going to make that process much easier. You know, for example, if time, family, is a really powerful value for you, then your decisions around getting an extra pair of hands in the office can become so much easier. It almost becomes something you have to do, and you have to make it work. Yep, so Mark said, too often kids grow up fast. Sure do. It's insane. And you'll find that you're actually in the driver's seat of your own life. So once you actually understand this force and how to use it, you're going to have some tools to actually take back control of your behaviors and not be on autopilot and be just pushed and pulled in ways that you don't necessarily understand or want to be. And success that satisfies. So you'll actually set goals that are, you know, aligned with your most important values, rather than just copying what other people do. Now this, I'll be straight up, goals are incredibly powerful. I set goals, I find all the people who are successful and the winners set goals, but it's important that they are goals that are right for you. So you don't wanna just copy what someone else is doing it, because that may or may not be right for you. So it's all about making sure that, you know, your ladder of success is leaning against the wall that's right for you. And everyone's success criteria are a little bit different. A lot of the same. And don't get me wrong, making good money is definitely right up there with air on the gotta have scale. But it's all about getting the right balance as well. And one thing that I've found is goals around financial success are important. But if you have other goals around health and well-being, actually you'll find that your financial success can often improve as well, because your energy levels, your actual enjoyment of life are much more powerful. And if you think about, you know, famous people, people you respect, you admire, kind of leaders in the world, those people typically all have a really clear and compelling set of values that are important to them. Like Tony Robbins had a really difficult childhood, and he has values around, you know, helping people feel fully alive and getting rid of emotional pain in their lives. Very strong value. Nelson Mandela and Gandhi, they fought for freedom and equality. Very values-based. The Dalai Lama stands for peace and contentment. Everyone knows about the Dalai Lama and respects what he's about. So the values that you come from are very, very powerful and important. So that's the challenge, the problem, and the opportunity around understanding this driving force, the value sets in your life. So what we're going to do today is I'm going to just work through some principles around values, so we've got a better understanding of how it all works, and then we're going to get very practical. There are some worksheets, handouts that I put in the in the GoToWebinar panel there, which you can download. One's called the Value Builder and one's called the Value Identifier. So I suggest you print those out. If you need a printer, print them out now. I'll put them in the Facebook group as well, so you might have printed those off already, because we're actually going to go through and do them today on the webinar. Okay. So five key principles around understanding this driving force and your value set. Okay. So your values are like the internal compass that drive your behavior and therefore, you know, the results that you experience and ultimately the quality of your business and the quality of your life. And how much actually you enjoy the success of running your business as well, because I think that's hugely important. If it's not fun, if it's all grind, yeah, that's not success. So what are values? Well, they're pretty simple. They're just things or principles that you hold to be important in your life, that are important to you. And they're what you use to make judgments about what's important. So for instance, you might have values around love, security, freedom, adventure, excitement, fear of failure. There's a whole bunch of them. It's almost a list without end. The thing is, when your business allows you to live by the highest values that are important to you, that's when your business and your life become a great adventure. And the reverse is true. So, you know, if you don't live by your highest values, what we find is that your business and your life is not much fun at all. In fact, it becomes a drag. It becomes very stressful, anxiety, burnout, and low energy. So for instance, if adventure and excitement is a value for you, and you've got a successful business, but you're tied to it and you're making good money, but you can't get away, you're going to feel trapped. And it's not going to be that much fun. It's going to take your energy away eventually because you're not being able to express yourself in terms of the values that are important. So that the values are those internal compass that guide your decisions and your happiness. And just really quickly, there's a couple of types of values, ends and means. Basically what that means is ends values are the ones that are the important ones, the ones that you really want to experience. Things like, might be things like freedom and joy, peace and excitement. Means values are just ways of getting there. That might be money. That would be a means value. So if you're pursuing money, that's it's important, but you only pursue money because it's going to give you security and freedom and joy and peace and those kind of things. So the trick here is just to make sure you're really clear on what are the ends values, the things you really want to experience, rather than some of the means values, which are really a way of getting there. Because if you focus too much on the means, often that's not going to satisfy. Now, you may have heard me talk before about the identity iceberg. Because values are tricky. They actually sit, well below the surface. They're not necessarily conscious, but they are very powerful in terms of the results we get. So I'll just fire up the iPad here. There's our iceberg. Here's the water. Now the results we achieve sit above the surface. Under the surface are our values. They sit down here. And probably just below the surface are the decisions we make. And why are those below the surface? Because often the decisions we make are really largely driven by the values to an extent that we don't understand. So for instance, you might have a difficult team member and they keep letting you down, you don't front them, and you continually don't front them. And that's often because you make a decision not to front them, but that's guided by the fact that you might have some values around, it's really important to keep the peace, or you don't like conflict, or you avoid conflict. So it feels like you're making a decision around just giving them another chance, but really that's largely driven by the value set, which means you'll avoid conflict and confrontation at pretty much all costs. So whilst it might seem like your decision's in your control, it's actually driven by what's under the surface. Whereas someone else with a different set of values, perhaps they have a value of fairness, they'll call that person straight away because they can see how that's upsetting everyone else and they just don't think that's fair. So their decisions are quite different. Give me a hands up if that makes sense, guys. Awesome. Cool. Okay. So the values are a long way below the surface, and we don't really think about them or are really aware of them on a day-to-day basis. Okay. Now, the thing with values is we've got to actually understand them and start mastering them. The trouble is, or the challenge is, they're actually formed when we're asleep, when we were young or growing up, predominantly. So we weren't even aware of what was happening. Now, when we're kids or adolescents, we didn't understand the importance of having a clear set of values. We weren't thinking about values and principles. We were thinking about having fun or whatever. And the adults in our lives were lucky enough to have people who were, caring for us. They were pretty busy as well. So they're probably giving it a bit of thought, but perhaps not really as intentional or as they might have been. And they're pretty distracted as well. I'm sure any of you who've got kids know that it's pretty full on. But now every decision we make, life decision, is guided by these values. And in most cases, we didn't even set them up. So they could be really helpful or they could be really unhelpful. But we weren't in control of them. So even if you think about maybe politics, for example, now many of us will vote in the same way that that our families did. And it's not necessarily because they tell us to do that. It's more because we see the world in a similar way. We've kind of taken on the same values, and therefore we make decisions based on the same value set. So it's very powerful. And the values we pick up, often that can be really unhelpful because, you know, families might have tried to do the best, but they just weren't very helpful values. So we might have picked up values like, hey, go and get an education, get a job, and everything will be great. Security is good. A risk-averse type value, which then once we perhaps get into business, makes it hard for us to make decisions that are unknown. Or, for instance, one that always cracks me up is, that value of hard work. So you go to school and you're told to do your homework, do that after hours, which creates a sort of value of working hard, which conditions us to the fact that working after hours in the office is, doing paperwork, et cetera, is a good thing. So we can spend the whole day doing the real work. So those sort of value sets are quite powerful underneath. But it does happen when we're not aware of it. We all have value sets. It's just that they haven't necessarily been something we've created ourselves. In terms of values, there's a couple of ways we're motivated. And it's the basics of human behavior, pain and pleasure. Pain and pleasure. So there's either values that we move towards. We were motivated by pleasure, love, freedom, adventure, peace, joy, power, health, security, growth, financial freedom. And then there's a bunch of moving away values, which are about getting away from pain. So that's things like avoiding rejection, avoiding anger or angry people, getting away from loneliness. Fear of failure is a big one. Guilt is a big one, particularly for us in business. If we're not working hard, sometimes we feel really guilty. Or if our team's working hard and we're on holiday, we can feel guilty. We feel like we should take work with us because we feel guilty. We're not pulling our weight. So we'll do stuff to get away from that. So it's where these values are kind of in conflict with each other that things get really tricky. Actually, team, love to hear from you. Can you think of any values that might be in conflict with each other? Just put them in the chat box. Put them in the chat box now. Maybe any values that you've thought about or we've talked about that might actually clash with each other. So a classic one might be, if you really, hang on, here we go. Yeah, somebody said, making lots of money, but others around us aren't. So totally, so it's almost like you've got to be humble and modest, but you want to be successful as well. And they can potentially work against each other, the tall poppy type thing. Jared, hard work versus life, work-life balance, for sure. Totally. So they can be in conflict from time to time. So other things that conflicts that you might see is, hey, if you're really motivated to achieve, but at the same time you find rejection really difficult, you're going to have some problems because if you want to achieve, you've got to put yourself out there and you are going to get exposed to rejection. Freedom and guilt is another one. So, I want to be free. I want to be able to go and spend time doing things that I like, have the business run without me having to do anything. But guilt, because I feel like I need to pull my weight. So you can often self-sabotage. Or health and fear of failure. So it's really important that you look after yourself, but you have this, desire to be successful because you don't want to be a failure. So that can often take your energy away. The key thing is people will do more to avoid pain than get pleasure. Adrian, yeah. Having below the line thinkers around you when you're trying to step things up in your business, for sure. Russell, yeah, money and family. That's a great potential conflict, Russell, for sure. So you want to get money, but that might cause you to have to work a lot and you just don't have time for the family, totally. Okay. So the fifth principle is getting the remote control and to stop operating by remote control. Because the good news is we don't have to be locked into the way we were. We've got a brain, we can make a choice, and we've got the ability to design and create our values in a way that works for us and what we want out of life. So we can actually use this to our advantage. We don't have to be just stuck the way we were. We can turn things to the way we want them to be. And by creating our own set of values in a conscious way, in a proactive way, we can actually use that invisible driving force as a tool of choice by making those values visible, which is what we're going to do now. Before we do, just love to hear from you. What's been most helpful or valuable or interesting from what we've talked about so far? Joe, identifying the difference between end values and means values. For sure, huge. Yeah, difference between means and ends values. Somebody, yeah, excellent. Heather, reinforcing what's important, the why. That's totally, I mean, that's pretty much what today is about, Heather, is what is why? What is your why? Very important, very easy to say, I want to make X dollars, which is important, but why are you doing that? Jarman, good to refocus on important values. Yep. How much our values drive our decisions, especially the unconscious ones. Huge, Jared. Massive. Russell, getting back to why. Totally. Dean, that's an excellent point, mate. The clash of values, even when they are potentially helpful, that is a huge lesson from today. And we'll talk about the order of your values in a few minutes. Because it's when your values clash that decisions are difficult to make. Let's jump in and get a little bit practical here. So if you've got the handouts, that would be a good time to grab those now. So if we want to change anything, we need to start with the truth, where we are right now. Philip, the realization that you can control your values. Yeah, you definitely can. And it's an ongoing process, but just becoming aware of what's driving you is a huge part to get started. So as we talked about, there is it's almost a triangle here. Values sit at the bottom, drive our decisions, which determines our results. Goes that way. So what we want to do now is actually think about what are the values that drive us now. Okay, and the worksheet looks like that. So you should have a copy of it. If you don't, that's fine, just grab a piece of paper. So we're going to spend 5 minutes now actually writing down what are the values that currently, the current ones, and you need to be really clear on the current ones and think about what drives you now, and then we'll look at what's important for you moving forward to get a better quality of life and better results from your business. So let's take, we'll take 5 minutes now. I'm going to do the same process and write down on the left-hand side what other values that motivate you now in terms of moving towards values, and what are some of the things that you really look to move away from, the emotional states, the situations that you really, that push you away. Okay. I'm going to put the timer on. We'll spend 5 minutes doing this. Put the timer on. Here we go. It's there. And yeah, let's get into it. So just write down the values that that you currently have in terms of things you move towards that motivate you and things that you try and avoid. And it's important that you're as honest with yourself as possible, because all progress starts with the truth. And if you're not sure how to describe, some of the values, there's some examples at the top there that I'll just put there to help give you something to work with. team. So really, I'd really, really like to hear, what did you notice? What jumped out at you in terms of the list of values you want to move towards and the values that you want to move away from? Did you notice any conflicts? Anything that was kind of surprising that you thought through or that that you wrote down? One of the things that jumped out at me when I wrote my ones down is a strong moving toward values to be respected. And sometimes I think that's is about actually proving yourself. It's not always helpful. Heather said there's a bigger list on the towards than away from. Awesome. My moving toward list was more than my moving away from list, Tamari. Cool. That's cool. Interesting, because often that moving away from list is the one that really drives us. One for me is fear of failure. Always something that's driven and pushed me for sure. Yeah, it feels great to be concentrating on more of the positives. Brilliant. Mark, I need some of the things I'm trying to move away from to achieve some of the moving toward list. Awesome. Thing about the moving away from list is that stuff can often there can be a quite a negative energy getting away from that stuff, which can make you pretty tired. If you can switch it around in your mind to a more positive moving towards value, then it's more energizing as well. Okay, awesome team. Adrian, negativity versus positivity and small-mindedness versus success. Philip, overcoming the moving away from with the moving toward. Yeah, for sure. Okay. Pain and pleasure. Okay. All right, team. Well done. So it's a challenging exercise. Jamin, surprising how important having time bringing up my kids is becoming to me. Huge. And the whole purpose of this is to make sure we're focusing on first things first. So the next step then is to actually be conscious, and this is probably more of the fun step, is to be conscious of the results, the values that we really want to set up. What's actually important to me? Because what we've talked about so far is the things that are the current situation. Now we want to talk about what's actually important to me to get the results that I want from my life and my business. And so if we look at that, what we want to do now is we actually want to start at the top now. We want to start here and think about the results that are important to us as a person, both in business and more generally in life, so that we can create a business that fits in with what's important to us in terms of life, well-being, and lifestyle. Then we can make some decisions about the values that we want to design, which are going to help us in the best possible way. Okay. So again, I want us to spend another, you know, maybe 4 to 5 minutes. And this is more fun because we're going to actually write down the values, the top 10 values that we think are going to be the most helpful for us to create a lifestyle and a business that gives us what we want, that makes sure our ladder of success is leaning against the right wall. Stephen Covey is pretty onto it. He described the process of, and it's a bit kind of macabre, but it's actually kind of cool in a way, is think about writing your own obituary. What would you want people to say about you when time's up at the end of the game? And they are really, that's really what is important to you and what you need to put in the values that are important to you. So here we go. So first off, on the left-hand side, just write down top 10 values that are important to you. Once you've done that, I'll do that on the left-hand side. On the right-hand side, let's write them down in the order that they're important to us. And why is that important? Well, that's important because the order actually helps drive the decisions that we have, that we have to make. We can look at our values to help drive our decisions. Again, I'll put some examples there. So I'll put the timer on again, and we'll spend 5 minutes. Just write down the values that you want, your new moving towards values. Do that first. Second, let's write them down in the order of importance for you. Put the timer on. Let's crack that out. So there's a list on the left-hand side. Just as an example, that's just to get you thinking. There might be a bunch of other stuff that's important for you that you can use at your set of values. So it's reasonably easy to write down what the values are. Putting them in order is a little bit more challenging. To buy, put them in order now. Yep, once you've written down the ones that are important to you, you can chuck them in order. And there's no right or wrong order. This is the whole purpose of it, is to create what's right for you. So take one more minute to finish that up. If you haven't finished, that's fine. You can finish it up when we're done. But it is important to put these in order. Okay. Awesome. So, hey, love to hear from you guys. How did you find that process? How did you find putting them in order? Tricky. Okay. Hard to order, for sure. Tupai, it was like going Christmas shopping. Nice. Initially difficult, but became easier. Mark, changed my order twice. Yeah, for sure. So did I. Very difficult to actually identify values. Yeah, it can take some time. The first point, Joe, is to actually start thinking about it, which I think is the aim of today. Yeah, difficult to get them in order. Changed my order. Cool. Okay. Awesome. Thanks, team. Appreciate that. Alrighty. So now that we've got the value set in order, and you may need to tinker with it because we've spent maybe 5 or 10 minutes doing it now. It's an important should all be number one. Well, that's the thing, Philip. I guess. If they're all number one, then none of them's number one. If everything's a priority, nothing's a priority. Okay, so once we've got the values, and you may need to go back and revisit them, that's great. I suggest that you do think about that, particularly over the Christmas time when you've got a bit of time to unplug and unwind. Talk about it with your family and friends as well. Reality is to follow. Indeed. Because getting the value set right is important for once you set your goals. Once you've got your values, then I guess the key thing is you've got to actually live by those new values to make life and your business a great adventure. So we've understood the old values. We've got an idea of the fact that values are that force that sits underneath it that drives us to act in certain ways. First step is to become aware of what those values are and the fact that they were set when we were not necessarily aware of it, when we were asleep. And we have the ability to choose some more helpful values, ones that will excite us about our creating a life by design and therefore a business that suits the lifestyle that we want. Not saying this is going to solve all the problems with your business, of course it's not. But it does mean we're heading in the right direction to start with, which is really critical. So how do we actually live these new values? Well, there's a few ways. The first one is when you're making decisions about where you're heading with your business or key decisions, check in with your values, go through them, look at the priority of them, and use that priority to help you determine how to make that decision. Most decisions that are difficult to make are because you're not clear on what the criteria for making them are. So once you're clear on the criteria, much easier to make the decision. If you're procrastinating, check your values, because they often, you know, compel you to take the right action. Next, when you're setting your goals for next year, and the webinar in January will be really practical around setting goals, make sure those goals are actually lined up with what's important for you. So for instance, for myself, had a really busy year, new child, building a house, business has been going very well, very busy. Haven't invested as much time in my own physical training, etc. Health is a very strong value. So some of the goals for the new year are more around exercise and nutrition, because that's an important value. Might be the same for you, might be different. Put your values where you can see them. Put them up in your office, put them up in your wardrobes, often a good place, where you get dressed in the morning so you can see them. Have them in your, as a screensaver on your computer, have them in your diary. So they're front and center and you see them and they start working back into your subconscious, into your reticular activating system. That'll help start changing the values around so that you've got more helpful values, and you can use that invisible driving force in a positive way, in a way that you've designed to help. So that's the session today. It was all about understanding the invisible driving force that guides your behavior, which is our values. And obviously for most of us, we didn't design them. So today's about actually taking control of that stuff, getting really clear on the why, the what's important in our life, so that we can create a life that helps us achieve that. So now it's time to get busy. And as we head into 2018, to make sure those values help us set the goals that are really going to get us the results and the satisfaction that we want up from business and obviously from life as well. If you've got any questions, hey, shout them out. I'd love to field those now. Otherwise, just want to wish everyone a really Merry Christmas. I had a blast this year. It's been super exciting seeing so many new people join the program and the results of the people who have put the hard work in over the last year. Nothing could be more satisfying. Jamin, good to have values in order and to know that the order can change. And it will change as time goes on as well. You're exactly right, Jamin. Awesome. Thanks, Paul. Hey, Merry Christmas, buddy. Joe, can you give me the name of Stephen Covey's book? It's called The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. Tony, awesome. Thanks very much, Tony. Going to be a break with this in mind, refocus and re-go again next year. And congratulations, Tony, on your results recently as well, mate. Looking forward to big things in 2018 from the A-team and Upper Hutt or Lower Hutt, somewhere around there. Heather, super excited to be part of the program in 2018. Merry Christmas. See you in Auckland. We will indeed. Peter, Merry Christmas. Have a great new year. Awesome. Russell, Merry Christmas, mate. Yeah, to you too. Kirsty, have a great Christmas. Family and PT team, you've changed our lives more than you could know this year. We're looking forward to working with you next year. Likewise, team. And well done on that latest KPI set. Super awesome. Joe, fantastic. Many thanks. Great webinar. Have a Merry Christmas. Thanks, Tony. Thanks, Tim. Merry Christmas, buddy. Love that photo. That was epic, man. Alrighty. Cool, team. Take good care. Merry Christmas. Safe travels. And we'll see you all in the new year. Happy days.